As I just got called to do an interview on stress-proofing children, and as I was thinking about, well, what would people like to know about stress-proofing their children? And I guess the first thing that came to mind is when kids feel good about themselves, when their self-concept is good, they can withstand more of the stressors that come up in school and with their friends. So the first step, I guess, would be to help your children have the best self-concept that is possible to have. Now, every parent who would be listening to this kind of call, of course, is a good parent who wants their child to feel good about themselves. So we have to look at what things do, and this is a hard topic, but what things do parents do that sometimes break down the child's self-confidence, not meaning to do it. You know, like, did you ever yell at your child and then after you go, oh man, why did I do that? Oh, it wasn't big enough. Why did I overreact? Well, being human, we all overreact at times. And so I guess because each of us has our own little child living inside of us, the first thing that I would like to do is first probably do a little something for every single person listening today, so that you could kind of calm and appreciate the own little, your own little child that lives within you. The little child that maybe was hurt as early as 3, 4, or 5 years old. So what I'd like you to do is imagine how it would have been for that little child, the 3, 4, 5, 6-year-old you, maybe older. But let's go to the 3 to 6-year-old, because that's where a lot of beliefs are formed about ourselves. So let's look at that young you who maybe was told something that was hurtful, was yelled at and didn't feel it was fair, was told that maybe you couldn't do something good enough. And I'd like you to imagine that the adult that is you, that has so much more information, that even has your own children today, and maybe has been doing things a lot different with your own children than maybe your caretakers did with you. Imagine that you're going back to that young child who is you with all the knowledge that you've already gained over time. And imagine also that you know that little kid infinitely well because you lived through. And would you be willing to go back and just go to any specific event where maybe that younger you was needing support or was feeling angry or sad? And if you're willing, you just go back to that little child who is you, give that you a hug, and say, hey, you have every right to your feelings. But before you even get deeper into that, you might want to introduce yourself to that younger you as a visitor from the future, someone who they will recognize they can trust because it is their older self. And you can let that little child who is you know that he or she will never be alone again. For any time that younger you needs support, to be listened to be backed up, to be given a hug, even to be played with, that you would be there in a moment's notice, just as you are right now. And as you tell that little child, that younger you, that they will never be alone again, notice what happens. Notice how that is for that young you. And also let that young child know that whatever the emotion is, emotions just are. They are not right and they are not wrong. They just are. And that you accept that younger child, that younger you, with whatever emotion that a child is having. It's almost like you give him a hug and let him be angry. Let her be sad. Say, hey, you could be sad or angry as long as you need to be, for I'm here with you now. You don't have to do this alone. It wasn't fair. And then as you have comforted that young child who was you, you might have tears in your eyes or you might feel free and happy. Just let that little child know that you'll be back again to visit at another time. And just float back to the present, coming back inside your adult body. And notice how it feels inside of you, having given that love and acceptance to that young child that was you. And just take a moment to take a deep breath in and out. Okay, and then come back to the room. If you had your eyes closed, just open them back up. And we'll start talking about how to stress-proof our own children. Now, you just had an example of one of the techniques that I use when I'm working as a hypnotherapist for children and adults who have panic and anxiety and fear, self-doubt. And so that way is called the hypnotic way of reprogramming old negative scripts that don't work so well. Yet there are three other ways of taking care of or stress-proofing your children. There are the thought ways. My little granddaughter calls me at night. She's in Boston and I'm in New York or New Jersey, and she'll call me at night every so often and say, Mom, I was feeling very anxious today and I knew that if I spoke to you, we could make it better. And sometimes she asks for a meditation that we'll do together. And sometimes she just wants me to show her how to get her mind to stop racing with negative, scary thoughts. So that's another thing we can do for our own children, by showing them how they can stop their mind from racing. And there's many, many techniques to do that. There's one technique that I call the spinning wheel technique. It's a hypnotic technique that's very quick and very easy. One that I used with my grandchild the other day was a cognitive technique where she was getting very upset about something, and in confidence, I won't say what it was, and she was very upset about it, and the phone, all of a sudden, we were doing FaceTime, and all of a sudden, we got pixelation, and the phone ended stopping, and when by the time I got back to her, I'm thinking, oh my God, my poor baby, she's, like, I was right in the middle of something, and the phone stops. And when she got back on FaceTime with me, she said, Mom, I was about to wail, but I'm okay now. And I said, what you just learned is sometimes if you change, if something interrupts that pattern that's causing all the grief, all of a sudden you're in a different mindset. So, and then I explained to her that when we say the words, what if, it's causing us to come out with future events, what if, they're usually not positive, that cause us fear. And then the unconscious part of the mind brings us back to the present as if that what if already happened, and in her case it was terrible sorrow for something that hadn't even happened and probably never will happen. And so she said very wisely, she's only 8, she said to me, so Mama, stop doing what if. I said, yeah. No. For children, it is sometimes just that easy. For adults who have a pattern set in of what if, we have to do a lot of other things. But children are wonderful. If they learn very young and it makes sense to them, they just don't do it. So since that phone call, she hasn't needed to speak to me so much, which is lovely. And when we do speak now, it's just about the normal happy duty stuff that, you know, children have. Yet I know that there'll come a day she needs to do another meditation. So for today, that's my little post for today. And I hope that this has given you some ideas of ways that you might think about putting into effect to de-stress yourself and your children.